This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the world looks at India with hope and expectations because of the power of the youth. Addressing Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the government's biggest focus in policy is empowering the youth. He stressed that all policies, whether for the startup ecosystem, space economy, sports, manufacturing industry, skill development or internship schemes, are youth-centric and aimed at benefiting young people. The Prime Minister remarked that today, from startups to science, sports to entrepreneurship, youth power is driving new revolutions. The Prime Minister said the magnitude of the country's democracy embodies the teachings of the gurus, the sacrifice of the Sahibzadas and the mantra of national unity. He stressed that the life of the Sahibzadas teaches people not to compromise on the integrity and ideals of the nation. Mr. Modi highlighted that the Sahibzadas chose to sacrifice their lives but never wavered from the path of faith. The Prime Minister emphasized that Veer Bal Divas teaches us that nothing is greater than the nation and national interest. Prime Minister Modi emphasized his vision of bringing 1 lakh youth into politics whose families have never been involved in active politics. He added that this initiative was crucial for the next 25 years and encouraged the youth to be part of this campaign to bring a new generation into politics. Mr. Modi announced that the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held at the beginning of next year on Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children, who hail from 14 states and union territories, were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, President Murmu paid homage to the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas on Veer Bal Divas. She highlighted that this day is observed every year to honour the unparalleled sacrifice and courage of the younger sons of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Ahead of assembly polls in Delhi, the Aam Aadmi Party today accused the Congress of trying to help the BJP in winning the upcoming elections. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader Sanjay Singh objected to some of the remarks made by senior Congress leader Ajay Makan against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal. He alleged that Mr. Makan called Mr. Kejriwal as anti-national, which is objectionable, and Congress Party must take action against him in 24 hours. Mr. Singh asked INDIA bloc parties to remove Congress from alliance if no action is taken against Mr. Makan. BJP today accused the Karnataka Congress of sharing a distorted map of India on its social media, excluding Aksai Chin and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir as part of the party's working committee in Belagavi. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the opposition party had done similar things in the past as well, and now it has become clear that the Congress has connections with the power that is trying to break India. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended little changed from the previous close. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, ended flat to close at 78,472, while the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose marginally by 22 points to end at 23,750. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the 4th test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne today. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams have won 1 match each in the 5-match series. Well, India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and hailstorm over northwest and central India for the next 2 days. The Weather Department said under this influence, its interaction with easterly winds and thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorms are likely. And that's the end of this news bulletin.